Our next guest on Downtown was the drummer, founding member, songwriter, and producer for one of the most successful groups in music history. The Dave Clark Five had 15 consecutive top 20 tunes, sold over 100 million records through the years, appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show 18 times, and they've got a brand new collection that's available both on CD and on vinyl called All the Hits, the Dave Clark Five, and we are thrilled to have Dave Clark join us. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Rich.
My pleasure has been listening to this great music and this brand new remastered edition, All the Hits, the Dave Clark Five. It's been so great to hear that music sounding better than ever. And you went to the Abbey Road Studios, I understand, to remaster all these.
Yeah, because especially with vinyl, I'd never remastered vinyl since the last lot that came out in the 70s. The same as all the acts, the Beatles and Stones, they were all vinyl in those early days. I went back into Abbey Road, and I'm pleased with it, you know.
Are you surprised and a little bit happy to see the evolution of technology through, oh gosh, to cassettes and 8-tracks and then to CDs, and all of a sudden we're back at vinyl once again?
You're back to the beginning, yeah, really. Yeah, no, CDs I liked because you could get perfection on those, but the vinyl, I was surprised, but it's great, you know, it's music's good, it's universal, and, you know, I've always said, you hear a song, and whether it was when you were a kid and your parents were alive or whatever, you know, until now, and it just flash back on that moment in time.
Why is it, though, that the DC5 songs hold up so well? You drop the needle or you hit that CD, and I don't care how many times you've heard them, these songs sound as fresh as ever.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, time will tell, and it surprised me, you know, for all of us, with the Beatles as well, that none of us would have thought, you know, we thought 2 or 3 years, but not 50-odd years or so on. You know, it's more than a lifetime, and it's wonderful that they stand the test of time.
You had so many hits, over 100 million records sold, 15 straight top 20 hits here in the United States. How did you narrow down the selections for this, a new album and the CD? It's hard to limit because you had so many great songs through the years.
Yeah, no, it is hard. You know, you just take down to what are the hits in America, especially the U.S., that would appeal to our American friends, our American fans, you know.
You had 18 appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show here in the States. How important were those appearances to your success at selling records and selling out concerts?
No question. We came in really unknown. I mean, we had a hit record, but you're still visually unknown. You weren't seen on television. And to do the Sullivan Show, and I never heard of Ed Sullivan. I mean, we turned it down the first time because we never got the show in England. When we came in, you know, to do the show, I always remember coming in to Kennedy from Kennedy Airport to New York City. I saw these billboards, and they were fabulous, and one of them was all palm trees, and it said Montego Bay Island Paradise, and then we went in, did the Sullivan Show, and at the end of the show, it went so well that he pulled us back on stage at the end and said, I'm holding them over in New York next week to top the bill again. Well, we were already booked in England, so at the end, I said, I'm very flattered, Mr. Sullivan, but we can't do it. We're already booked. And he said, but I've told 70 million American homes. I didn't know we'd performed to 70 million people then. And he said, I'll buy it out. And without thinking, I said, well, I couldn't stay in New York for another week because we had had 3 months in England with big hits. You couldn't go out. You were locked away. And we were really exhausted. So he said, where do you want to go? And I flash back on the coming in to New York from Kennedy, and I said, Montego Bay. It could have been the other side of the world for all I knew. And he flew us all to Montego Bay, which is in Jamaica. 5 days later, we came back on the Saturday to rehearse the show, to do it on the Sunday, and there was over 30,000 people at Kennedy Airport. The power of television. And they couldn't get us out. They had to fly us out by helicopter. Wow.
We're talking with Dave Clark here on Downtown. You were ahead of the curve in so many areas, one of them being music videos, and you did some of those for The Sullivan Show. Was that your background in film and your experience there that led you to create really a new art form?
Thank you. No, I was always into film. I was a film extra, believe it or not, and a stuntman.
Right.
I did over 40 films before the DC-5 broke, but if you sneeze, you'd miss me. But the great thing about doing that is I watch good directors working, and I've always felt that it should be a combination of two things, and you can't be in every TV station around the world at the same time. So you didn't have the internet or you didn't have satellite in those days. So I decided to do a promotion on our songs. And in fact, the first one we launched on the Ed Sullivan Show because it was a live show, but it was us water skiing to one of our hits. And it was amazing for your first showing of a video you cut going out to 70 million people. It was amazing. But the reaction was so good that I decided we would do that on the various records and then went on and so forth, you know. And it was very successful. At those times, they were called promotion, and it was the start of music video.
You were also very wise in holding the rights to your masters at a time when a lot of artists were being taken advantage of by record labels. So what enabled you to make that decision at such a young age?
Well, I made the decision because we wanted to be responsible for our own creative artwork. We wanted to be able to choose our own songs and our own music. And if it was successful, wonderful. If it wasn't, it's very easy to blame somebody else. So that was a reason. And also, we were going to sign with a major record company. And the first thing they said to me is, you can't do your own songs, and this is what you've got to record and how you've got to record it. I thought, that's not for us. You know, we were very successful as a live band, and I wanted to get that sound on record. Unfortunately, we were able to do it by being independent.
Well, it certainly worked well, and you hear the results on this brand-new collection, All the Hits, the Dave Clark 5. It's available on both vinyl and on CD. A wonderful collection. Dave, thank you so much. We wish you much success with the new album.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, Rich. Take care.
That is the legendary Dave Clark. Dave Clark 5, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, joining us to talk about the new collection that he has remastered at the Abbey Road Studios. And it's great you hear those songs again, and you're reminded, because they seemed so simple at the time, and they were, but man, they still work, Bruce.
It was great. It was a part of, and that's really a part of me, for me being young. That's my age group, you know, the Beatles and the Dave Clark 5 and the Searchers and Cherry and the Pacemakers and all that, the British Invasion stuff. They were my favorite of all the bands besides the Beatles.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks to Dave for being with us.